a number of things we need to talk about. I mean, Oregon is locking down for 2 to 4 weeks. So is New Mexico. So are a bunch of cities around the country.
Like New York talking about closing their schools again, right?
Yep, absolutely.
The giant communist mayor, de Blasio.
And
stands 8'11".
And is very communist.
Yes. He's a giant communist, really, in both senses of the word.
Washington, phrase. The state of Washington no longer considers Asian people students of color. We got to get into that story.
Doesn't fit the narrative.
Doesn't work the way you want it to.
No, they're a minority, they're immigrants, the rest of it, but they don't count. They don't look over here. Don't look.
And we were being lied to about how many soldiers were in Syria and what they were doing. Not a surprise, which, yeah.
Well, it's covert.
More on that coming up.
And UFC fighters are going to start turning out to protect conservative marches. We'll talk about that. Speaking of patriotism.
Yeah, this is the week we raise money for Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. Just a fantastic organization, which you're about to learn about. We're going to try to raise $500,000 this week during a pandemic and a lot of people out of work, which is a pretty aggressive goal, but I think we can do it.
Yeah, and as part of the effort, we're going to be talking to some of the warriors who have been helped by Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. They can explain what happens there better than we can. So let's do that. Let's get that off. Junior Rodriguez joins us. Junior's a current Freedom Station resident. He's a retired corpsman from the U.S. Navy, an injured warrior who has been assisted by Warrior Foundation Freedom Station and is assisting others, which is too cool for words. Junior, it's good to talk, man. How are you?
Good talking to you guys. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
I was thinking about the helping others part of Warrior Foundation Freedom Station in that, so you got a new guy comes in. You know, he had whatever happened in his experience. And he doesn't know who to talk to, and he doesn't want to talk to civilians about it, because none of you guys do want to talk about your war experiences with civilians. And then all of a sudden, he's surrounded by people like you guys. How does that help people heal, being surrounded by people that understand?
I think it helps tremendously, to be honest. We have different aspects of injuries at Freedom Station 1 and Freedom Station 2, both are transitional housings. But the one thing that we do all have in common is that, you know, we've all been told that our service time is done. It's up. So thank you for your service. Have a great day. Now move on out. And it helps to have people that have been through that process, because it's not always an easy process. It doesn't matter if you did 15 years, 10 years, 4 years, or 2 years. It's still a transition that, you know, you join the service and they break you down, they mold you back up to be a service member. And then when your service is no longer needed, then you're like, okay, well, what now? So it's difficult. But having those of us there that have gone through it, I think makes it easier, and also makes it easier to talk to people like us.
Yeah, and it's I know it's a tough place to go to, but you as a corpsman were there during some battles, during some kinetic action, as they say. And guys got hurt and guys got killed, and there you were, the most important human being in those guys' lives. And then all of a sudden you're done. And I don't think most people can understand how incredibly dislocating that is.
It's definitely very dislocating. I mean, unfortunately, I battled a lot of, internal turmoil with it, because, you know, being in a Marine unit it's a brotherhood. I mean, no one will ever understand that. And the bond between a Marine and a corpsman is a bond like no other. It's almost like a mother-son bond or a father-son bond. It's tremendously close. It's tremendously personal, and you get to know everything about them. I mean, they're willing to take a bullet for you, and as a corpsman, my job is to take a bullet for them and come try to get them back home. And it's a job that I never took very lightly or very, very unserious. I mean, there were fun times and there were times that we joked around, but when it came to combat, I knew that there was a chance that I wouldn't be coming home, or one of them wouldn't be coming home.
Well, we're sure happy to be a part of it again this year, raising money for Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. And, you know, the more I've learned about it over the years, the more I'm I'm convinced that this is not only a great idea, but it's something we owe you. We owe you all who've given what you have for the country. We owe you back. So happy to be involved.
Yeah, and Sandy Lemkuhler, the founder of Warrior Foundation Freedom Station, and a lot of the folks in us, it would be tempting to start griping about maybe the VA or the Pentagon and how quickly they get you all the benefits you deserve. Not quickly enough is the short answer, but that's why Warrior Foundation Freedom Station is so important, I think. I mean, because, you know, when you were, how old were you when you were medically discharged?
I'm a little bit older than everybody else, unfortunately, but I was, 37 when I was medically retired.
Right. Okay. So you had some life skills, to fall back on at that point. But man, a lot of the guys you're helping right now, they're kids, right?
They are. Right now, the majority of our guys that we're getting in is, we just got a Marine that was 21 years old, and we just got a Navy serviceman that's 20 years old. Mm. I mean, so these guys are straight from high school, graduate, go to boot camp, and do a couple of years, unfortunately, before something happened to them, and they don't. I mean, I was lucky that I served 15 years, so I had a little bit of life experience behind me, military-wise and life-wise, but be 20 years old and to go through what some of these guys are going through is I couldn't fathom it at that time. I mean, I know how I was when I was 20 years old.
Yeah, yeah, us too. But now you're there helping your brothers, which is a beautiful thing. Junior Rodriguez, it's always great to talk. We appreciate the time very much.
Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you guys for everything you do. It's an honor. And to all your listeners, thank you for helping out Warrior Foundation Freedom Station and for helping you guys help us. And it's incredible honor to be part of it with you guys. So thank you very, very much.
Least we can do. Thank you.
And, of course, it takes a lot of money to run an organization that does this sort of good. That's why we're raising money this week with a goal of $500,000. It's easy to give. You go to armstrongandgetty.com. We got a big button to click on. I haven't donated yet this year. I will at some point this week, but it usually takes like a couple minutes.
Yeah, it's super easy. Super easy to do. Charity Navigator, 4 stars, highest rank for Warrior Foundation. 100 score of 100, perfect on accountability and transparency. This is a model organization. A lot of the other famous ones you may have heard of spend a tremendous amount on administration. Warrior Foundation is as lean as can be. Every dollar you give is going to go straight into helping guys. It's really impressive. So do it. Go to armstrongandgetty.com.
Hey, we got this text. When did your Facebook page turn into a NASA tinfoil hat convention? So was our Facebook page back up? I know it had been...
Several of our fan pages were taken down.
Okay.
I don't know about the official page.
I've never looked at any
NASCAR,
of
NASCAR, what?
NASA, are they saying the SpaceX NASA thing was another hoax? Like
I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Whatever.
I'm not on Facebook.
Don't have time for trolls.
Elon Musk.
No trolls today.
Elon Musk sent some astronauts from U.S. soil to the space station. They're not there yet, but they're on their way.
Love that.
First time in a decade.
Are we there yet?
Almost. Soon. Got to take a left turn at Mars. Or, you know, however you
Why
get
didn't you pee before you got onto the spaceship?
Because I didn't have to. Go ahead.
I didn't have to go then.
All right, then. You got UFC fighters saying, yeah, we've seen enough people getting sucker punched at conservative marches. We're going to start showing up.
Oh, boy.
We have told you over and over and over again, this is what will happen. Now it's happening.
You'll get attacked by UFC fighters?
No.
Was that our expectation?
No, that if the powers that be continue to permit violence, it will be met with violence.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Duh.
Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. We got a lot of stuff to get to, and you can donate to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station at armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Kept saying in the campaign, you can't possibly think Trump is preferable to what we're selling. And many voters keep saying, yes, we can. In fact, our primary reason voting for him is to create a bulwark against you, because your side thinks silence is violence and looting is not. Because you're the party of chasing speakers off college campuses and making everyone walk on eggshells and replacing "let's not see color" with "let's see it always and everywhere," formerly the position of the Ku Klux Klan.
Wow.
Nobody I know who's running for office talks about defunding the police. What we talk about is making police officers accountable, making sure that police departments do what they can do best, figuring out how you deal with mental illness, how you deal with homelessness, whether those are in fact police responsibilities, making sure the police officers are not killing innocent African Americans. That is not defund the police.
So interesting.
Yeah,
Bill Maher, Bernie, arm in arm saying, hey, you got to ignore the squad, essentially. AOC responded, no, I mean defund the police. Defunding police means defunding police. It does not mean budget tricks or funny math. It means defunding.
Does Bill Maher tweet?
Not really.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I'll bet he's not being misled by social media the way a lot of politicians and Americans are, me included.
Right.
And without that, he's seeing what's obvious. You know why people are voting for Trump? I mean, people that wouldn't normally vote for Trump? Because of the crazy crap you're saying.
Yes. That is one of the most astute analyses of the election I've heard. The New York Times is not capable of that.
That might be the best analysis of how Donald Trump dang near won and got 70 million votes right there from comedian Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Why everybody else can't either won't say it or don't understand it is beyond me.
Yeah, you got the brainwashed crowd and you got the crowd that's terrified of the brainwashed crowd.
Yeah, the whole making everything about race all the time is Ku Klux Klan stuff, you see.
Yeah.
You're being more racist than the Klan, you woke people.
Would you be willing to establish, say, a re-education center where people wore, snazzy jumpsuits and had patches on their jumpsuit to indicate whether they were, say, a Jew or a Catholic or...
What you need, whatever else.
Yeah, gay?
What I need to hear, though, is somebody a little younger say that has any heft on the left side of politics. 60-something Bill Maher and 70-something... James Carville, they're not going to win the day.
Right, or even Bernie, for God's sake.
Bernie's 80.
Bernie thinks you people are crazy.
He needs somebody.
Bernard Sanders.
That's right.
Younger and more powerful to feel that way before I'll think anything's changed.
Yeah, I wonder. Well, at least their voices are being offered up. I don't know if the right people are hearing them, but it's a good sign. Did you follow the news over the weekend? The Million MAGA March in D.C. People are marching in support of the president and in support of the idea that the election was stolen, which it wasn't. Sorry to disappoint you. There was vote fraud. There's always vote fraud, and it's progress that people are recognizing it. But there wasn't enough vote fraud to explain it. And please, the stuff with the various software companies, it's not true. Okay, just don't be party to Russian trolls. Anyway, this UFC fighter, Jorge Masvidal, do you know him, his work, Sean? You like MMA? Yeah, he's a conservative. He's out and proud. And essentially, he's seen enough people assaulted, sucker punched, milkshaked, whatever, by Antifa scum. And he said he may start attending conservative marches with other fighters.
Wow.
He made the remark in a quote retweet of a video that showed some of the attacks yesterday. I bet I can get a couple of teammates and start attending these things. And I say this not to promote violence, to keep the peace. We are all in this together. The attacks happened late in the afternoon, well into the night, after the majority of people had already left the Million MAGA March to show their support for the president. Later in the night, members of a purported right-wing group went after some in the leftist group. That would be your Proud Boys. Is the right group. Violence caught the attention of the president, who responded by writing on Twitter, "Human radical left garbage did this, being arrested now," etc., etc. I wonder if old Joe Biden, old Uncle Joe, who said we've got to come together as a country, is going to have any comment on the lefty violence. And don't give me the Proud Boys are violent. The Proud Boys are only there because people were getting the hell beat out of them over and over and over again by angry, militant leftists, Marxists. I have to see if this actually happens.
We got this text. I'll bet I've seen Napoleon Dynamite more times than you have. I'll bet you haven't, is my response. Also, I was looking at USA Today.
I was in the...
That was the totality of the text?
Yeah.
In the parking lot at the strip mall the other day, and somebody had the Lebowski 2020, This Aggression Will Not Stand, Man.
Mm.
I've got the 2016 edition of that t-shirt. It's one of my faves. Lebowski did not win in 2016.
And I was looking at this headline in USA Today. Would struggling kids do better in classrooms? Yes is the answer.
Yes is the answer.
Yes, they would do much better in classrooms. So they have the stat I've been trying to nail down. They have it at about 40% of kids nationwide are doing entirely online schooling. And then there's another chunk that are in, you know, a couple hours a week you get to go into the school.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it's online. But there's 40% of the country that's still doing entirely online learning. And they're asking the question, would some of these struggling students do better if they were in the classrooms? Having done that, gotten my kid out of one school where he wasn't in school to one where he is in a classroom, yeah, it has made a huge, huge difference.
Wow. And all the science is in. Schools are not super spreaders.
And in New York, they are maybe even have started today. I haven't seen the latest of closing the schools back down. And I've got some stats I'll get to later about how many families have pulled their kids out of public schools and are going to either homeschooling or private schooling. It's tens of thousands. There's going to be might change education forever.
You know, I think that would be a good thing. I love that idea. Oh, I've got a follow up. It's unintentionally hilarious. I know it's serious, but it's also hilarious. New Mexico's crackdown, their nut job governor in the announcement. I mean, everything's closing, including outdoor recreation. I mean, you're out there in the middle of nowhere by yourself. You're not allowed to do that. But liquor stores are staying open. Now, as a man who enjoys a cocktail now and again, I don't hate the policy, but how ridiculous is that?
Pretty darned.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's ridiculous to close our schools. It's not driven by science and data or evidence. Look at the Europeans. They're experiencing 45% more cases per capita on a daily basis than the U.S. They are making it a priority to keep their schools open because the schools, K through 12, universities, these are not major vectors of disease transmission. Our workplaces are not. Our airlines are not. It's indoor gatherings where we let our guard down, don't wear a mask, don't keep social distance, and our governors keep going at our schools and our kids, and there's real harm to our kids, their mental health, their physical health, their emotional well-being. We shouldn't be closing our schools.
Who dat?
That is Alex Azar, friend of the Armstrong and Getty Show and Secretary of Health and Human Services. I remember when we chatted with him, I said, yeah, we were really hoping for the Department of Defense, but we got you. He said, I got a lot bigger budget.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a good comeback. Yeah. Medicare, Medicaid, all that stuff is through HHS. But anyway, strong words from Mr. Azar, who is a straight shooter and a good guy. Everything he said is absolutely true. And I hate that kids will be sacrificed in this battle and their health and their happiness, because we all know childhood trauma, it hangs with us for the rest of our lives in many cases. But when democracies don't work, people vote with their feet. And as you mentioned earlier, Jack, we're seeing a huge migration away from public schools.
Yeah.
Mismanaged, union choked, just bureaucratized, not innovative, doing the old stuff where it's wrong and the new stuff where it's wrong. People are getting away from that in the same way thousands of people are flowing out of cities and blue states.
What's the opposite of a choked, wasteful bureaucracy? Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. It's the week where we raise money for that fabulous charity, and we'll be telling you more about it later if you don't know what it is, but you go to armstrongandgetty.com to donate. We got this text. The first time you did a fundraiser for them, I signed up for $20 a month. I always think, you know, I should cancel that monthly. But then every year when I hear you guys talk about it and hear from the people that have benefited, I let it ride.
Yes.
That's a good way to donate to a charity because you don't even notice it.
Nope. Nope. So, you know, whether you can donate 10 bucks because times are tough or 10,000 because times are great for you, go to armstrongandgetty.com. So speaking of the vid closures, just to finish up the New Mexico thing, they got this way lefty gal governor, old what's-her-face. And I'm reading through the restrictions sent along, and they're typical of a lot of your blue states, but New Mexicans are instructed to stay at home except for only those trips that are essential to health, safety, and welfare, such as for food and water, emergency medical care, to obtain a flu shot, or to obtain a test for COVID-19. Oh, told you earlier, Erykah Badu, who I'm told is often referred to as the Queen of Neo Soul.
Okay.
Now, that's probably, you don't want to call her the Queen of Soul, because that was Aretha Franklin.
Sure.
But Aretha Franklin has passed. So don't you get a new queen? Or is that like a, there can only be one?
The queen is dead, long live the queen. You got to have a new queen.
Right. So I nominate Erykah Badu, who got a COVID test in her left nostril and one in her right. I don't know why she did this, but that's what they did. And the left one came back positive, the right one came back negative, which is not a thing medically.
It's that sort of outside-the-box thinking which makes her the queen of neo-soul.
Exactly right. So anyway, yeah, she got one each, so I had to go double down. We've received a number of stories like this. Elon Musk got four tests, and it was 2-2. So I guess there's, an exciting game 5. Moving along. So you can't go outside except for that stuff in New Mexico. Essential businesses such as grocery stores, pharmacies, shelters, childcare facilities, gas stations, infrastructure operations, and others must minimize operations, blah, blah, blah. Food and drink establishments may provide curbside pickup and delivery services only. On-site dining prohibited. A retail space identified as an essential business in the public health order, such as a grocery store, a hardware store, an automobile or bike repair facility, laundromats, liquor stores. Geez,
so how come nobody ever says,
except us?
I've got a question. Do you have any science to show that having a bicycle repair shop open is going to spread COVID at any significant level? Because my experience with bicycle repair shops is there's like two people in there a day and yeah, not at the same time. So I'm just wondering if that's, you know, that like, and you have to weigh that against the fact that it's, you know, your own private property and your opportunity to run a business in the United States of America.
Right.
Well, is there any science to show that that's dangerous? No, there is not, is the answer.
Well, and what makes me insane and drives me to the still open liquor stores is that nobody says to Governor What's-Her-Face, you're ruling on which businesses are essential, as opposed to which can operate safely, which is the question. And it seems to me, Governor What's-Her-Face, your policy is we're shutting everything down because everything is conceivably a place where a transmission could take place, except for those we have deemed completely essential, and for some reason, liquor stores.
Like if I was to open up Positive Sean's Water Emporium, right? Water is essential. You can leave your house to get water should you need
it.
But the way I give you the water is the same way that a mother bird feeds a baby bird.
Yes.
Am I allowed to open or not?
Clearly, yes. But
if you're a bicycle shop that will only allow one person at a time and everybody wears masks, no.
Well,
you
actually,
be
yes,
open.
Bike repair can be open. That's
bike
part of the list that's open, yeah, just not to confuse people. But so this lady's saying, no, we're going to shut down everything except that which is completely essential. You don't get to do that. You don't get to make everybody apply for liberty and carefully suggest who gets it. You have to show good cause to shut down my card shop. You know, there's a great quote from a minister who went ahead with their indoor services over the weekend, someplace where it was cold and rainy or whatever. Oops, that's the wrong story. There it is. He said, this is a governor, a pastor, Samuel Rodriguez in Sacramento, California. Churches are essential. We know how to gather. We are big boys and girls. We know how to be responsible, wearing masks, social distancing, temperature checking. If we can do it at Target, if we can do it at liquor stores, we can do it in God's house. Exactly. Exactly. You don't get to force us to beg for our liberty. You have to give us a rock solid reason in law why you get to take it away. You got it backwards, Governor What's-Your-Face, and Cuomo and Mussolini and the rest of them.
Well, I hope we'll all remember this in the future. We gave in too easily. We gave in too easily to the idea that, you know, I remember when this first started and I first heard about it and I said on the air, they can do that? The government can make your business shut down? I didn't even know that was a thing. And we just way too easily went along with it.
Yeah. Well, I know plenty of business owners who are saying, yeah, we're going to keep operating.
If enough people do it, the strength in numbers would win out, I think.
I would encourage you to do it. Do it safely and do it smart, like the minister was just talking about. But yeah, I would say defy these laws and let's see what happens. Now, if they come to you and say, we're going to shut you down forever, or you're going to yank your license and you feel like you have to close, do it. Do what's best for you and your family and your business. But I would love to see widespread, smart, adult, red, white, and freaking blue American resistance to unjustified authority.
So you said,
let the mighty eagle soar.
When the Queen of Soul died, you got to name a new queen.
I think so, yeah. Well, yeah.
Somebody texted, Elvis has been dead a long time. Is there a new king of rock and roll? I don't think they named anybody. I think the king is dead and it's the end of a monarchy. You go to a representative rock and roll government after that.
She's the senator of soul?
Mm. I think Brian Setzer is probably the king of rock and roll. I mean, like rock and roll music as opposed to rock or heavy metal or whatever.
Okay.
I nominate him. Does he have to pull a Telecaster out of a stone or anything like that?
Has he ever shot a TV?
I don't. I kind of doubt it.
He's
too busy practicing.
Has he ever traveled to the White House and demanded the president give him a badge?
Does he refer to people as Jack?
Does he have a posse? If anybody knows the great Brian Setzer, please submit these questions to him.
That is funny.
In writing.
Got an update on where we are with a whole bunch of different things. Got a new drug that looks like it's coming out. It's going to be super effective for the COVID, which is awesome. I just want this all to be behind us. Move on with our lives.
Oh, please, please. Even the good things in life are less good with the freaking vid about. Just everybody's a little nervous, a little twitchy.
We were told that Amy Coney Barrett was going to do away with gay marriage.
Yes, absolutely. Gays back in the closet.
Got a poll on that.
Women, back alley abortions.
Oh, jeez.
The woman's a monster, monster.
We'll do a Warrior Foundation Freedom Station update when we come back. You can donate right before we get to the update. Have your dollar count in that by going to armstrongandgetty.com, armstrongandgetty.com.
Do it, do it, do it.
All on the way.
Armstrong and Getty. Armstrong and Getty Show.
Maybe you're like me and you have no interest in TikTok stories. I kind of roll my eyes when I hear it. It's not a phenomenon I got into, but I am interested in the Chinese government and their Communist Party trying to infiltrate the United States, and they were featuring that all on 60 Minutes last night. Here's a little of the conversation.
And like many big tech executives, she downplays the amount and usefulness of data the platform collects.
If you were trying to find information on somebody, TikTok would not be the first place. It wouldn't be the 100th place, and it wouldn't be the 1,000th place.
Your critics, they point out that under China's 2017 cybersecurity law, Chinese-based companies are required to provide the Chinese government with access to their data.
TikTok does not operate in China. The U.S. data is stored here in the U.S. and with backup in Singapore. And we have strict data access controls. If a government were to request data, we will put that in our transparency report and tell you. And certainly the Chinese government has not requested data. And if they did, it would be an emphatic no.
Yeah, who believes that? Nobody.
Huh.
They get into that in the story, but
she sounds like a Kiwi. Would a New Zealander lie? Are they capable of it?
The big story of the day is that another company has announced they have a COVID vaccine, and theirs is even more effective, 95% effective. And these are going to start rolling out in a couple of weeks.
But this one doesn't have to be super cooled, right?
Yeah, this one needs to be stored just below freezing, so I'm going to get Celsius on you for a second. So it's like minus 1 or 2 degrees Celsius as opposed to the minus 70 degrees Celsius that the other one needs.
I got a big old one of them in my kitchen.
Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah.
Every dorm room's got one of those, so.
No problem. Any 7-Eleven that stocks ice cream can handle it.
I saw one. So between the two vaccines, they're looking to have 70 million doses out by the end of the year. But keep in mind that...
The end of this year?
By the end of this year. But,
oh, yeah.
But keep in mind that both of these require two doses. So those 70 million doses is enough for 35 million people.
Give them to me both at once. I can take it. One in each arm.
That's not how it works, Joe.
There's no time to lose.
Give me a couple extra just in case. Make sure it really works.
Give me two of each.
Oh, I was going to mention the gay marriage thing, and then I got something else. Just came across this, thought it was interesting. Same-sex marriage support matches a record high level in the United States. Back in 1996, the approval for gay marriage, not that long ago, depending on your age, I guess if you're young, it seems like ancient history, but for me, it seems like it was yesterday. 27% of Americans approved of gay marriage. Only 27% as recently as Bill Clinton's second term.
Mm. Good times.
Amazing. It's now at 67%. I actually thought it would have been higher, but it's two-thirds now, climbing over the years and tying a high. So
yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm such a liar. I said that we were going to get to the San Diego school board decisions and their changes in policies.
Mm.
And, you know, I suppose we could next hour. If you don't get the next hour of the Armstrong and Getty Show, download the podcast, armstrongandgetty.com.
I forgot. I promised we would find out where we are with Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. It's a week we're going to try to raise $500,000 for that fine charity, which we'll be telling you more about all week long. But let's see where we are. Drum roll, Gladys! Wake up, Gladys! Jeez, she nods off.
She's 90.
What's the consistency of this?
That's a good roll.
Yep. That is a good roll for somebody who just came out of a slumber.
And the comedy symbol as well. We're at our current total of $45,165. We're heading toward at least $500,000 by the end of the week.
I hope.
To support our wounded service people when they need it most, 4 stars Charity Navigator for Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. Don't get it mixed up with the other one that sounds like it. Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. Just go to armstrongandgetty.com and click on the banner.
Yeah, this is the one that, according to Charity Navigator, spends less than a penny to raise a dollar.
Right.
In case you're looking for which one.
Yeah, thanks with all due modesty to people like us who believe in it. And we're certainly not going to charge a dime nor make a dime off of this effort.
Who's the best team in the NFL right now? I don't watch the sports, but I saw that Hail Mary pass with the Bills.
The Bills have been really good, but I don't know. I'm kind of off the NFL.
Who's the best team in the NFL? Just off the top of your head, Sean.
The Chiefs, probably.
No, still.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Exciting.
There you go.
Although there is, I believe, just one undefeated team still.
Yeah, and the Steelers.
Steelers are the undefeated.
Steel Curtain. Terry Bradshaw, Lynn Swan. They're not playing?
Yeah, they are. Sure they are. Yeah.
So old Schumer, Chuck Schumer.
Mean Joe Green.
Minority leader for the Senate. Hopefully he'll stay that way. Said Biden can cancel the first $50,000 of student debt via an executive order on day one. And that should be done.
Oh, man. I was amongst some guys on the golf course over the weekend. They were talking about that. The guys who'd already paid for their kids' college education or
right.
People who'd paid for their own college education saying, I'm submitting a freaking bill.
Well, yeah, so if you went to cheap colleges on purpose like I did, or you paid as you went like some people did, or whatever your decision was, but you've got it paid for, you altered your life and financial decisions
right.
So that you wouldn't have debt.
Yes.
You made a mistake.
Yeah.
If you went to a really expensive college you didn't need to go to, but you thought it'd be cooler and more fun or whatever, and took in a whole bunch of debt and didn't work, and your parents didn't take any money out of savings, they let you borrow it all, you get it paid back.
Yeah.
You made the right decision.
Rewarding bad behavior, punishing good behavior. That's a fine way for government to run.
I'll just quote Ben Shapiro. Those who paid their bills should be outraged. Those who never went to college now subsidizing the degrees of those who went to Wesleyan to major in social justice should be outraged. This is a subsidy to the aristocracy. It's the reverse of progressivism.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Yes.
A lot of the, you know, a lot of your progressives are, have college degrees that were expensive at expensive colleges that are doing them no good. And they're angry about how expensive colleges. You should be angry about how expensive colleges. But you can't call yourself a progressive if you want the non-college crowd to bail you out.
Right.
They decided not to go to college for whatever reason, but they're going to pay for you with their hard-earned non-college degree money. That is the opposite of progressivism.
HVAC repairmen, you're paying for their soc degrees.
That's almost
carpenters, stay-at-home moms, you're paying.
That's practically a caste system. It's so wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's morally indefensible. And what's especially terrible is that comes, you know, at the tail end of the government artificially pumping tons of money into the college system, causing skyrocketing prices, just stuffing the campuses full of these phony deans who are all making six figures, and then suggesting that you can't have a life unless you borrow zillions of dollars. And then finally, they're going to confiscate other people's money to pay it off. It's really unholy. It's a money laundering scheme that enriches only, you know, the bankers and the faculties.
Oh, my God.
It's just horrible. And then they engage in this ideological fascism on campuses.
The non-college-going working-class crowd should march on Washington with 10 million people if this goes through and say,
yes.
Why am I paying for their college degree?
Right. Oh, and or they should be joined by every single person who's paid for their college education or paid back their loans already.
Admittedly, an idiotic question. Why does it have to get paid back and not just canceled? Why don't the banks just eat it?
Well, that would be...
banks would say, what did we do wrong?
That would be confiscation without due process. I mean, that you would be fining them the cost of those loans or doing legal business. I mean, be like stepping in and saying, GM, you don't get any more car payments from anybody. And they'd be like, dude, we gave you the cars. So.
We'll see where this goes. Chuck Schumer's advocating it, and it could happen in the first 100 days of the Biden presidency. We'll see.
Armstrong and Getty.